In 1905, Frances Hodgson Burnett wrote A Little Princess. 100 years later, the National Educational Association named the book one of its teachers' top 100 books for children. And in 2012, it was ranked number 56 among all-time children's novels in a survey published by School Library Journal. The story of A Little Princess is being presented in musical form at Theatrical Outfit opening this week. We have with us live in studio the director of the show, Mira Hirsch, and the star, Emerson Steele. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, how is this princess different from all the princesses with the little pink tutus? And, you know, I can't go to the grocery store without seeing princesses and tutus.
Well, she's actually the opposite of those princesses, Lois. In fact, she says to her father when he first calls her a princess, she says, I'm not a princess, because she actually is not royalty. And he says, but you are to me. Aww. And yes, it's a very lovely, lovely father-daughter relationship portrayed in this show. But what makes her a princess is not a royal birth. It's everything else. Emerson, might want to talk about that?
Yeah, she's extremely optimistic. She takes nothing for granted. She's very, very, she likes to help others and help them become and grow into their princess self. She goes to a boarding school, if you know the story, in London.
Tell us the story.
Yes.
I know you play Sarah Crewe.
Yes, ma'am. Sarah Crewe, her father goes off to Timbuktu to go on a mission. And she goes to London, and she meets a lot of different characters in London. They all have very different personalities. And she goes through some hardships, for sure, while she's there, without giving too much away. But she tries her best just really to stay true to who she is and to help others who maybe feel down or are orphans or whatever, to, like, come out and bring that side out of them as well.
Why, 110 years later, is this story particularly meaningful, Mira?
You know, it's just one of those beautiful coming-of-age stories that I think young girls relate to when they read it. You know, to watch this young girl go through these hardships and maintain these beautiful qualities, I think it's inspirational for young people to read that. You know, you root for this girl. You root for her. She's a true heroine in just all the best ways. And I think young people can relate to her.
You know, in some ways, I think the very early 20th century, the turn of the 20th century, was more progressive than mid-century. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, my husband and I watched some movies from the late 50s and early 60s. And, you know, I am no radical, but I was just screaming for feminism to kick in somewhere. But here, you know, I think more in the spirit of suffragettes.
Yes.
And the increasing social awareness of women's roles and how special a girl could be, as I think her father probably meant in calling her princess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is something at the heart of this story.
Definitely.
Yes. Yeah.
And definitely.
There's a lot of integration of cultures, which is also really cool. Like, I feel like it has so many modern day things that are going on and stuff, and just puts them all together, even though it's back in 1838, which is really cool.
Yeah, there's a lot about class issues in the play, mm-hmm. and how this young girl, Sarah, sees past that, that class division.
Yeah, and that was certainly I guess you could say it was a topic very much on the minds of Edwardian Londoners who would have been reading this story.
Right.
And I imagine Frances Hodgson Burnett was among the more progressive.
Yes, yes. I imagine.
When the show opened, we were listening to some music from Theatrical Outfits production of A Little Princess. We'll hear a little bit more of that now, and we'll be back in just a moment with Mira Hirsch and Emerson Steele. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta. I know that Theatrical Outfit is passionately devoted to promoting stories of courage, I think is the slogan for this season. And encouraging compassion and greater understanding among people. How does this show fit into that mission?
Several ways. One that we were talking about before, I think the class consciousness, you know, in breaking down those kinds of barriers. There's also an aspect to the musical that's not in the original novel, and that is that part of it is set in Africa. I think in the original story, Sarah Crewe's father, they start out in India. The musical has reset that to them living in Africa.
Still colonial.
Yes, still colonial, correct. But there are a lot of scenes set there. It's not just Sarah's story. We see Captain Crewe, her father, and some of his adventures in Africa, and we also learn about Sarah's deep personal and spiritual connection to Africa and the people there, and Aljana, the woman who raised her, and just the influence of that culture on her is very strong. Mm-hmm. So we see, you know, some cultural blending and the impact that your cultural upbringing can have on you.
What sort of research or reading did you do for this role, Emerson?
Well, I've been so obsessed with this cast album since, like, I listened to it for the first time maybe 2 years ago, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to play Sarah Crewe. And then I actually did a concert version of the show in New York this time last year with Brian Crawley, who wrote it, and Andrew Lippa, who composed it. And it was very cool to talk to them about like the characters and stuff, and kind of find out like how they thought of them after reading the book and stuff. And so then I felt like I could kind of bring that to this, but of course put a new spin on it and like put it into full production, which is so special, and play Sarah this time, because last time I played Becky, who's Sarah's like best friend. And I just did a lot of like online research and like studied the time period, because it's 1838 and that's like not what it is right now. And so I kind of had to figure out.
It wasn't even Victorian yet, was it?
Right when Queen Victoria first takes the throne,
yes,
is when it starts. Yes.
Well, Emerson, I think that your success is so impressive. You've already had two starring roles on Broadway.
Actually one, but thank you.
You were Violet,
yes.
But
yes,
weren't
ma'am.
You also in Parade?
I was, yes, ma'am. That was at Lincoln Center, but
oh,
yes,
okay.
Thank you.
Well, we would consider that New York
yes,
top of the line.
Well, thank you.
And it certainly it can be a cautionary tale for for parents, for adults who worry about children having huge success early on. I'm wondering how you stay grounded.
I mean, I have like the best parents ever. And I mean, I still, nothing changed after doing Violet or during Violet. I still had to do my chores and everything and make my bed, kind of. I just feel like the balance of being in Atlanta and New York and kind of going back and forth is really important.
How do you
like,
work that out?
Well, sometimes I'll fly up for auditions. A lot of times I'll just self-tape here and send them in. And then if I book a show or something, we work it out and figure out where to stay and whatnot when we do that.
And school, where does school kick in?
School. I love school. I do kind of a private homeschool program. It's not really homeschool, but I go Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for 4 hours each day. And it's all just like kind of combined and like compacted, and they kind of take out the fluff that like normal schools have. And it's really, really great because I can do this while still being super focused on my studies and stuff and keeping those A's there and everything.
I would like to chime in and say, yes, if there are any parents listening out there who are worried about the things you described, Lois, talk to the Steele family because they have done everything right. This young lady is the most grounded, most modest, most delightful professional young person I've ever worked with.
It's not easy. I know two Broadway musical actresses you probably look up to tremendously, Bernadette Peters and Catherine Zeta-Jones, started when they were preteens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all through the teenage years, I don't think either one of them even finished high school. It was a very tough life, mm-hmm, albeit a very exciting one. Yes. You don't recommend that, do you?
Well, it's so much fun, though.
Some people can handle it, and I think Emerson can.
Once you've been on Broadway, it must be very heady. Well, tell us about the music in this production and the choreography.
It's stunning. We have a wonderful musical director, Greg Sudmeyer, who's combining both a live band and orchestral tracks that he's created for this just gorgeous, full, lush sound that's just going to fill, you know, that space there at Theatrical
Stunning.
Outfit so beautifully. And Renee Clark is our assistant musical director, who's just does an amazing job with the choral work and getting just this beautiful choral sound from this cast. And then Ricardo Aponte is our choreographer, and he's just brilliant.
Yes.
And we have some amazing dancers. So just all of the elements together, Lois, the music, the choreography, the acting, just the design, it's all just going to be so splendid.
Now, this is irresistible. So we're going to listen to some of the music from the original cast recording.
Okay.
You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta, here with the Little Princess.
I don't want to go along with the crowd. Don't want to live life under a cloud. Give me some air and space and the sun on my face. I want to live out loud. Don't want to be alone in the crowd. Don't want to seem peculiar and proud. I need to be as free as I know how to be. I want to live out loud. Every day, sleepwalk, lockstep, no one dares to stray. Though they may, straight-laced, shame-faced.
So Mira Hirsch, the director of A Little Princess at Theatrical Outfit, immediately said something I'm going to make her repeat as we listen to this from the original Broadway cast.
I said the cast album's great, but Emerson does it better.
Of course she does. Tell us about this song. What's the setup?
Well, Sarah has basically just been scolded and brought down and, like, by Miss Minchin, who's played by the wonderful Christy Baggett. And this is when she's in London, and she's just kind of, like, she doesn't want to conform to how everybody else is, how they all just follow everything, and they're very, they're taught to live a very, like strict life and everything. And she is like, no, I need to stay with, like, the stories that make me happy and the African adventures that I've had. I can't lose sight of that. And she's talking about how she wants to live out loud and still be herself.
Sounds like a mantra, a very worthwhile
yes,
one.
Yes, it is. Live out loud. We've decided that's the hashtag for
it
the
is.
Show.
That's
live out loud.
Mira, in this age, in this digital age, we live in with such marvelous technology, and we can watch just about anything we want to online, and television is in its golden age. Is it particularly difficult to lure young people to the theater now?
You know, I don't think so, particularly if you have the right show, and this is that right show. This is the perfect show for a family, you know, for young people and people, you know, their parents' generation and the generation beyond that. It's a wonderful story for all generations, and a lot of the theme of the show is the fact that Sarah is a marvelous storyteller, and she has this wonderful creative mind, and the other girls are really engaged by her storytelling ability. And, you know, everything you talked about, you know, things you see on computer and movies and TV, it's all just another form of storytelling. But you know, the most basic and the most wonderful is going back to those roots of oral storytelling, and theater is a form of that. And that communal experience, being in that room with, you know, living, breathing people who are sharing that story with you, there's nothing else like it, and there never will be.
In the minute or so we have left, Emerson, I was just wondering, was there a particular theater experience you had here in Atlanta that grabbed you, that made you knew you wanted to act?
Oh, gosh. Well, if I look back, like, the first production I really remember seeing is Annie at the Fox Theater.
That'll hook you.
Like, oh, it was 2 years before I did Annie at the Fox, because they bring it back like every 2 years, or they used to. And I mean, that for sure. And then just then being on stage and doing the show was like, yeah, this is what I want to do.
Well, it is such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank
and,
you.
You know, it's so wonderful to root for you in your national success. I'm sure there will be a lot more of it.
Oh,
right
yes.
now,
oh, yeah.
Very proud to have you at Theatrical Outfit. Mira Hirsch, you have such a wonderful and varied and distinguished career. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
The show is A Little Princess at Theatrical Outfit. It plays December 3rd through the 27th. There's more information online, and we hope to have this up on our website with more information for you a little later today. Thank you again.
Thank you,
Lois.